Anchorage voters are heading to the polls today for municipal elections. Generally, these local contests, especially in years without a mayoral race, see low voter turnout, but arguably have some of the biggest impacts on residents. To talk about what's on the ballot, I'm joined by Alaska Public Media reporter Zachariah Hughes. Hi, Zach.
Hi, Lori.
So what are voters deciding on today, and what do you have your eye on?
Well, voters in Anchorage are deciding on three things. There's a raft of ballot propositions, nine of them altogether. There's also five assembly seats that are up for grabs, and that's a big number because the assembly itself is only 11 people. And then there are two school board seats that are also up for grabs. So between the three of those, you can really think of it as three separate kind of sets of issues. And I'm going to be watching a lot of the ballot measures quite closely. A lot of them are for bonding propositions, some of which feel sort of routine. About $36 million for repairs to roads, resurfacing, drainage, stuff like that. You know, just what an area-wide or service area bond really should go for. And a really big school board bond.
Zach, what about the assembly races? What do you think is important in that mix?
Well, the assembly races are interesting because there's the potential for the balance of power on the assembly to shift. The assembly is not a partisan race. You know, there's no Democrats or Republican affiliations that are part of it. But for people that watch city politics, there's definitely a sort of balance and a contest between liberal and conservative approaches or ideologies that are brought to bear on issues like budgeting or some social issues like the Equal Rights Amendment that this current mayor's administration signed off on. And with five of the 11 seats up for, you know, we could see a major change on the assembly.
You have lived in rural Alaska outside of Anchorage. Do you think this is the kind of election that has any bearing on the lives of people across the state, whether that's in the valley or Deering, Yakutat? What do you think?
Yes and no. I mean, I'd say this is much more important than tennis courts were a couple of years ago for rural voters. But I think sometimes in Anchorage, we can get pretty myopic with things that feel really important within the bounds of the municipality and not much without. But what I will say is that because there's so many people here, because so many people pass through here, because Anchorage has such a big footprint on the state's finances, what happens here resonates outward. And some of that is just, you know, if zoning requirements change and there's more hotels in Midtown, like we've seen, you know, that ends up having an impact on people's visits, whether it's for medical or conferences, stuff like that. There's other things like the assembly where you might not see that that's the body that's greenlighting a capital project request to the state, which ends up, you know, potentially financing the port, which influences all of the state. So there's a lot of invisible strings that connect back to a lot of the Anchorage elections, financially especially. And even if it might not feel relevant or particularly immediate to somebody in Nome or Kotzebue or, you know, Ketchikan, what's happening here, I would say that, you know, the ripples are going outward.
All right, Zach, thanks. We'll look for results tomorrow.